A re-elected Liberal government will continue to advance work to close long-standing gaps in Indigenous housing and mental health care, in order to create a healthier future for everyone. From coast to coast to coast, Indigenous peoples continue to face incredible obstacles when trying to access safe and culturally appropriate mental health services and adequate housing. Now, as we look to build back better and create a more equitable and inclusive Canada, it is critical that we address these gaps, wherever a community may be and in response to whatever needs they may have. Since 2015, we've been working in partnership with Indigenous peoples to address the challenges they face when it comes to finding adequate housing, said Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. We know that there is still work to be done in this space, and we are committed to doing this work for as long as it takes and with the necessary investments. We also know that Indigenous communities continue to need better access to culturally grounded, Indigenous-led solutions to mental health. Our investments have been, and will continue to be, a result of listening to Indigenous partners and working together to build a better future for all. To close the gaps in housing and mental health care for Indigenous communities, a re-elected Liberal government will further invest $2 billion over 4 years in housing for First Nations, Inuit, and Métis Nation partners, with over half of the funding being made available by the upcoming summer construction season. Co-develop a new Indigenous urban, rural, and northern housing strategy with Indigenous partners and organizations, with an initial investment of $300 million to support Indigenous urban, rural, and northern communities. Co-develop Canada's first-ever National Indigenous Housing Centre, through which Indigenous peoples will fully oversee the federal Indigenous housing program, and commit an additional $1.4 billion for a co-developed, distinctions-based mental health and wellness strategy with First Nations, Inuit, and Métis Nation, expanding on our recent commitment of $597.6 million for an overall investment of $2 billion over 5 years. This plan will build on the Liberals' leadership in investing in these areas since 2015, including working with Indigenous partners to co-develop and invest in distinctions-based housing strategies such as the First Nations Housing Strategy, the Inuit Noongar Housing Strategy, and the Canada-Métis Nation Housing Sub-Accord, launching the Indigenous Community Infrastructure Fund, which supports the immediate infrastructure needs of Indigenous communities through investments in ongoing, new, and shovel-ready projects, investing $50 million over 5 years in Budget 2019 to advance the National Inuit Suicide Prevention Strategy, providing $82.5 million for mental health and wellness support for Indigenous communities in 2020 to adapt, expand, and improve access to mental health services during the COVID-19 pandemic, committing $597 million over 3 years through Budget 2021 to increase the availability of culturally appropriate, trauma-informed mental health support and services, and providing $107 million for the immediate need for essential mental health, culture, and emotional services in response to the findings of unmarked graves at sites of former residential schools, and the ongoing work of survivors and communities to finally bring their children home. Working together in partnership to create fairer and culturally appropriate services for Indigenous peoples is key to advancing our country's efforts in reconciliation, said Mr. Trudeau. We have a real plan, with real commitments, to work with Indigenous peoples and communities to close the gap and move forward for everyone.